Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Today is March 28th, and you're listening to the Daily Briefing from Transport Topics. I'm Esmeralda Leon. Fuel card skimming is draining over $1 billion annually from unsuspecting fleet drivers. Megan Earhart, Executive Vice President of Relay Payments, delves into the world of phishing schemes and shares essential tips to shield your company from these thieves. Listen in at ttn.ws/roadsigns137. Now let's dive into the day's top stories. Used Class A truck sales in February increased 23.3% compared with the same period the prior year, ACT Research reported. Sales for the month increased to 21,700 units from 17,600 during the year-ago period, but experienced a sequential decline of 4.8% from 22,800 units in January. The January total was revised upward from the last report. The average retail sale price fell 14.1% to $62,128, but increased 4.4% from $59,531 the prior month. California's independent contractor law is more than 4 years old, but how and to what extent it's being enforced across the trucking industry remains an open question. The law has been mired for years in legal challenges led by the California Trucking Association, the most recent of which was rejected by an appeals court. Industry observers say the outlook for practical application of the law remains murky. Prosecutors already have pursued legal actions against ride-sharing companies Uber and Lyft for misclassification, but so far there are no reports of action against truckers. U.S. ports posted overall increases in container volumes year over year in February to extend a strong start to 2024. Quote, "Market confidence in our gateway is as strong as it's ever been," end quote, says Port of Los Angeles Executive Director Gene Soroka, whose facility processed 781,434 containers, a 60% improvement over 2023. The Port of Long Beach, the Port of Oakland, and the Northwest Seaport Alliance also reported year-over-year growth. That's it for today. Remember, for all the latest trucking and transportation news, go to the experts at ttnews.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.